This is Twit.
What can I do for you?
Well, I've spent the last 15 years in office administration and clerical, and now I'm looking for some new work, and I wanted to break into IT. I've got a bunch of friends that I've talked to kind of do a little surface research on certifications, but I'd love to know which ones you think would be good for me to get into entry-level support.
Yeah, and so that's the first thing is, what part of IT do you want to work in? IT is a very broad term, and it's everything from setting up networks, sysadmins, security. But you said one part of it, which is actually an important part, probably the part you see the most when you're working, which is the support guy, the IT support person. Do you want to be somebody in an office, or do you want to be on the phone? What kind of thing do you want to do?
Either. I mean, of course, with the circumstances, I would like to have an option of some remote work. But the work that I've done, there's always been an element of call Cameron to fix that.
Yeah. On the blank. So you're already halfway there. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the first thing I think for this, the basic one, is the A+ cert. That's from CompTIA, CompTIA. And so the reason these certs exist, everybody knows, every IT person knows that it really isn't a good measure of how good an IT person you'll be. But you don't have any experience. You know, 5 years experience would be the best thing. But how do you get the first 5 years? They have these tests, and you pass the test, and you show at least that you have certain knowledge. Although I have to say, often the knowledge that you learn for some of these tests is either outmoded or you'll never use it. Nevertheless, you know, it's an imperfect system, but it's all we got. And then if you're looking for an entry-level job, they'll often be looking at, well, do you have some certs? And the key is to get the certification in the area that you want to work in. For support, the basic cert is A+, the A+ cert. And it's a base level certification. I would say the ability to take that test and pass it is a great start. There are several ways you can learn the content. There are certainly, nowadays everything's on YouTube. There are certainly plenty of online videos that you can use for free. You can go online to Amazon, and there'll be CompTIA books, manuals. Those you want, because at least those will give you an idea of what the questions are going to be. In fact, practice tests are really great, as with any tests. I don't know if you, when you were in school, if you took the SATs or any of those achievement tests, that's how you got into college.
Yeah, I was able to go to, remember Barnes & Noble?
Yeah.
And get some practice.
Yeah, you get books. Yeah. So similar to that. They say you can't study for the SATs. You can definitely study for the A+, because it's all factual. It's not, if a car is leaving the station at the 5:33 and traveling at 25, it's none of that stuff. It's all very factual stuff that you need. And some of it is oddball, which is why you really want to do it. Now, once you get the A+, you might well want to take a couple of others, because, of course, if you have two or three certs, a future prospective employee is going to say, oh, I like this. I like this. So basic computer support is A+. CompTIA folks have a lot of other certifications besides A+. You might look at those. There's Network Plus for networking. There's Security Plus for security. There's infrastructure. There's, cloud. Maybe, it just depends what you want to do, right? I mean, it's a broad field. I have to say, it's also a really good field right now. The economy is tanking in so many ways. But IT, especially now, the ability to keep the servers running and the networks going is super important. So I think this is a great field to get into right now. So you could get books at the bookstore. You can watch videos online. There's also schools. I don't usually recommend the technical schools. They tend to be very expensive. But there are online technical schools. We have a sponsor, itpro.tv, that's very good. That is a little less expensive. And maybe it just really depends how you learn. If you need to have engagement, that kind of thing, I'd look at those. But boy, good luck, because that's a great field. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.